This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a big window in the middle of a Saturday.
It's a big window in the middle of a Saturday. It kind of sucks that point.
Is this a new chair?
Yeah.
Gator's got a new chair, people. It's a big purchase for a man.
Yeah.
You're new. We're talking about in the living room, your game watching chair.
That's right.
I've got a game watching chair in the basement. Same chair all the time. I got a little table next to it that can house all three remotes. It's enough room for three remotes, a glass. So it's kind of perfect.
Whoa, how is this not on the show sheet? This is huge. This is bigger than...
The chair?
The chair. I don't care about Micah Parsons and live golf in town. Like, you're getting a new chair tomorrow?
New chair. Yeah.
Oh, so, I mean, what do we got here? Like, give us the rundown. How many cup holders? Is recline? Electric?
All right, so here's the thing. Like, there's a ton of factors that go into it, right? And different priorities and what means most to me. I did not want to get a theater style chair that had cup holders in it and, you know, your charging pad and all this. Uh-huh. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But I feel like that's for a theater room. If you have multiple chairs like that, to have one chair be part of your living room and look like that, it just didn't go with the vibe in my room. So I wanted something that was a little more sophisticated. I went to like six different stores looking for it, for the right chair. Once I came down to the idea, okay, this is the place where I'm going to get it from. And I looked at it. I sat in like 17 different chairs in the store, different options. And there were, like I said, there are different things that mattered most to me. The number one priority for me with my new chair was that it have lumbar support. So what that meant was now effectively I'm having to go to a power chair that you can operate remotely. So it will, you know, there's no ottoman that goes with it. It raises your feet. You know, it's like an old reclining chair, but it's power.
Like Lazy Boys, old, like, right?
A lot like that.
Yeah.
So it's all power. So I needed lumbar support most of all. So that limited the number of chairs I could look at.
I was about to say, so 17, you mentioned the lumbar support.
Yep.
Give me some other chairs, what they failed.
Sure. So the other thing was they had...
What were eliminating factors as Gator sat in all these chairs?
So it had to be leather. Okay. I wanted leather or, you know... partially leather, whatever. I didn't want a fabric chair. Had to have lumbar, and the lumbar had to be good. Okay. Like, you know, because I like to do the trick when my back goes out, to throw the football on my back and sit in a chair, and it makes it feel good. The chair that I have currently is the reason I had to get a new chair, because it's not conducive to that. It just swallows up a football, and it doesn't help me out when I have back issues. Plus, it's like 10 years old, and it's starting to rip and tear. I'll blame the dog for it, but it's starting to become unsightly at this point. So I needed to. So the factors were lumbar. It had to be big enough, but not. I didn't need it to be too big. But obviously, you can find smaller chairs. I'm like, it's just not going to work. So the size of the chair mattered. What the color options were mattered.
What colors were we looking for?
I was really looking for a brown.
Okay.
You know, different shades of brown. The darker, probably the better. And I found a great color that would match a couch in another room.
All right.
And let's see. Then there was the factor that once I sat in a chair, I wanted to feel like I was being hugged. I wanted to feel loved.
Like a hug from behind?
Just a hug. Like, oh, you're safe. You're secure. It mattered. Because I tell you why. Because that's how you could tell a chair is too big. And if it's hugging you too close, like you need to get a restraining order, it's too small.
Like a straitjacket. You don't want a straitjacket.
No, I didn't want a straight. I just wanted to make sure it was right. It made me feel right. And knowing that over the years, that hug is going to become less and less of a hug and maybe just a little bit of an embrace. The other factors were when you operate the power chair to get the feet to come up,
yep,
there was the dog factor.
Okay.
So I wanted to see how wide it was when my feet went up on it. Was there room for a dog to jump up and sit with me in the chair? That was a big factor as well. And then it came down to, okay, they still had a bunch of these options. There were like 15 chairs to fit this now. But then there was rocker versus what they call a wall chair. Wall chair is just kind of, they're fixed. They sit where they're at. The rocker, when you get into it, it's already rocking. I didn't want that.
You didn't want the rocker?
No, apparently that's the new hotness, and it's not what I wanted because I when I watch TV, I want to be stable. I don't need to be rocking. You know, that's fine.
So, any more?
I think those were the facts.
Okay, so after with this criteria,
yeah,
you narrowed it down to 17 chairs.
Yeah, well, there were that many available. And then there was the different degrees of how good was the lumbar. So really, because that was the number one factor, that knocked it down to like five or six chairs.
Big decision for a man, game-watching chair, and Gator has made a purchase. You told me about this earlier in the week, and you said you came down to two chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gator, how close were the two chairs?
About 30 feet apart.
So he kept getting up and running back and forth, sitting, get up, run over, sit down, get up, run over, sit down, get up, run over, sit down.
Yep.
Did you do a faux nap or anything at all? Like, you know, just to get a feel of how you feel napping in that chair?
I actually felt kind of weird if I was going to sit reclined for an extended period of time.
Getting up and going back and forth multiple times was not weird at all.
No. But you know how it is when you got it down to two, you're like, oh, what am I doing? Like if you're looking at TVs, it's the same thing, right? Is this one better? And you go over and watch this, but this one looks, I know, and then you end up really going to Google reviews or something like that and figuring it out. But the chair is different because you can actually sit in it and all that. But
was it a close call or did one chair just
eventually?
It was
a reasonably close call. And then in the end, I'm like, it really shouldn't have been that close because one was a rocker and the other one wasn't. So yeah, it ended up being, I'm very happy with the selection. We'll find out tomorrow just how happy I am when it goes into full operation.
Well, we want you to report back.
Yeah. But you asked for the weekend. So that's part of my day tomorrow. I don't know. I gotta play some golf though. It's going to be too nice. Although it might rain tomorrow afternoon, but,
So just so we know, back to the chair.
Yeah, back to the chair. Yeah. I don't care about golf.
Gator, the first game of consequence that you can watch in the new chair, depending on when it arrives in the window, if it arrives at 1 o'clock, lines kick off at 1.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to show up at 1, but yeah.
If it arrives closer to 4 o'clock, the Tigers play a 6:10 game Saturday night.
I'm guessing the Tigers is going to be the first thing to get.
So this will be drive it off the lot. Are you happy? And with the chair for that Tiger game.
Could be.
Yeah. Yep.
Although Saturday night, I usually go out Saturday night. So maybe. By the time I come home, though, and then you're watching.
Going out.
There might be that little afterglow. Let's have another beer or a tequila, whatever the case is.
All right,
I'm excited for it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. We'll expect a report.
Hope you two are happy together.
Thank you.
The other chair I heard is pissed.
Yeah, I hope it's not the back out hug. I just don't.
Yeah, what did you tell the other chair?
Yeah, how'd you break it?
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, I did. That's exactly what I said. It's not you, it's me. I have the problem.
I'm in a different space right now.
You're just moving too much on me.
Yeah, right. I need something more stable.
Yeah. And then the chair says, "But I thought you said you wanted me to rock your world." I'm like, I do, but not. I didn't want to be a rocker.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Not all the time.
Not all the time. Yeah. And what made this chair tough was because this one did not rock like all the other rockers did. Other rockers just sat up and you're already moving. This one, you had to make a little bit of an effort to get it to move, so it was close to being a wall chair.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a wall chair. So
I feel like we need a picture of his new chair. We're going to get a picture. Maybe we'll maybe tweet one out from our account. We can get a picture of Gator's new game watching chair.
Dude, it's not just for games. It's everything.
Well, games, life. Movies, yeah. Severance Season 3.
Yellowstone.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Yellowstone's done, but the spinoffs are coming up.
Kang, do you have a specific chair?
I do. My wife hates it. She wants it gone.
It just doesn't match?
Yeah, I guess. I don't care. I mean, that's right. I didn't buy it to match. I bought it because I like sitting in it.
There you go.
But the kids, they've kind of wrecked it a little bit. They like take these running jumps and leap into the chairs, and now the chair rocks way more than it should rock, Gator.
But you just described everything. The kids destroy everything in a house.
So the wife wants new furniture. I'm like, just wait till they're old enough. I mean, there's no point in buying anything.
I totally understand.
We built a house like 20-something years ago. We're about to enter the phase where we finally get new carpet because we're like, what's the point?
Right.
Kids are going to ruin it like that. At any random time, you can walk in and there's like mud in the middle of the living room. So, all right. Well, we expect a full report on the chair. So Tigers, 9.5 game lead in the division. They can maybe over this 10-day stretch, kind of clinch, not magic number clinch, but really make it a foregone conclusion that they're going to win this division. Casey Mize going tonight.
Casey Mize.
Yeah, let's hope it's not one of these 60 pitches through three innings outings for Casey. And look, I think he's pretty solidly in a postseason rotation, but, it's a good time to solidify a spot. I don't foresee him pitching so poorly that he wouldn't be in a postseason rotation. The dude is 12-4 this year with a ERA at 3.63. But, round into form. It's a good time to round into form. Flaherty's doing it. Chuck Money's doing it. Casey Mize can do it.
Yeah, well, he's pitched well recently. Mm-hmm. Good for him. He had a few starts that really ballooned up that ERA. You remember back in the All-Star break, his ERA was well under 3, if I'm not mistaken. And now it's, as you mentioned, 3.6. So he's one of the keys. He's one of the guys I'm counting on that is going to be solid the rest of the way to give this team an opportunity to win games and to win series consistently the rest of the way. Scoobles rock solid. Mm-hmm. I expect Casey Mize to be, and I'm hoping that Flaherty is there.
248-539-9797, Tiger fans. Gator, you asked a question on your show sheet about a player that you think needs to step up. I want to get who your guy is. I'll tell you who mine is, and we will do that today. A 12-16. Who's the guy for the Tigers? Now is the time to step up. Who would you pick? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
You guys know which car dealer I love. It's Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield because they give you real honest pricing and the best deals around. And I'm talking about no gimmicks and no surprises. It's just straight up amazing offers. Like right now, how about these deals? A 2025 Equinox EV for only $999 down, and it's just $159 a month. Or if you're more of a truck guy or a truck person, get behind the wheel of a 2025 Silverado 2FL for only $999 down. It's only $229 a month. Only $229 a month for a truck. And here's the best part. Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield is giving employee pricing for everyone on select demo Equinox, Silverado, and Trax models. Yep, you heard that right. Employee pricing for everyone. So, whether you're upgrading to a sleek new electric ride or with the Equinox or maybe grabbing that tough Silverado for work or play, or you're looking for a solid SUV, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has got you covered. And these deals are not going to last long, so head on over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield and see why they're the best. And trust me, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else. That's the Sarah difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Big news in Gator's personal life. He has purchased a new chair.
Really?
Finally making that commitment.
He's got a new chair.
He's locking it down.
It is a commitment.
For game watching and movie watching and TV show watching.
And napping.
It's an investment.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll find out if that hug's good enough.
Yeah.
Needed to be able to fit too. Him and his dog.
That's right.
Lois. So excited for you, buddy.
Thanks.
Congratulations on behalf of all guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your new chair.
You guys jealous a little bit?
We should have bought a cart or something, maybe.
I know, right? Hey, buddy, congratulations.
Is there going to be like some kind of engagement party here?
Yeah. I was planning having over? A shower.
You have people over? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, here's my chair. Don't sit in it.
We get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, what are you talking? What are you, crazy? Of course not.
You don't sit in another man's chair.
Ever.
I feel like this.
I mean, that's why there's plastic around some of them. If you're going to have people over and you can put the plastic. Yeah,
right.
But that's, you got the chair condom.
Well, interesting. Yeah. I feel like the technology or the power technology that they have now with these chairs.
Yeah.
This is the world we're going to, like the power base you have for beds.
Yeah.
It's kind of a game changer. If you have a power base for a bed, it's pretty great. I think the same thing is going to be said about the chair.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, so Tiger needs to step it up. I'm intrigued as to what your answer is as we get set for the stretch drive. And I have to ask you a question if my guy qualifies. But who is the Tiger that needs to step up?
Well, for me, it's Gleyber Torres. This is a guy who was so dependable earlier in the season, was always getting on base, was hitting for average, had some pop in the bat too, was knocking it over the fence when necessary. Just always seemed to come up with that clutch at bat, drawing a ton of walks. And then we got into like late July into August, and he has struggled significantly since then. I think there's some signs that maybe he's starting to warm up a little bit. The bases loaded walk that he drew the other night, I mean, that was key, obviously. And I think we all echo what AJ Hinch had to say, was there's nobody you'd rather have in that situation than Gleyber Torres, because he's so good at the plate with his selection. He knows how to lay off pitches or whatever. So I love that. But like I said, in August, it's not been good. He's hitting 179 for the month, and his OPS is just 556 for the month. And his July start, we started to see the downturn, and about halfway through July, his OPS for the month was only 707, and it started at 818 and ended up dropping like 20 points by the end of the month. And now he's at 756 for the season. So it's dropped significantly. But this is the guy that I feel like has the most potential to bounce right back, because he's been a major leaguer for a number of years. This is a veteran player that you expect good things from and consistent things from. And no reason to think that this isn't going to be the same year, the same thing. I mean, this is like his eighth year in the majors, I think. Spent all that time with the Yankees. Yankees always preach patience at the plate, work the count, draw a bunch of walks. Them and the Red Sox, they do it to a T. And I love that the Tigers, some of the hitters on the Tigers can do that too. This is the guy who can really do it.
So I think it counts. I'm going to say Jack Flaherty. And he had a good start last time out. There were some good numbers in terms of swings and misses two starts ago, but he still gave up a bunch of runs. And in this month, his ERA is 4.5. It may have been his best start of the year his last time out, but I would go with Flaherty, because I think they're going to need somebody other than Skubal that they can count on. Like Skubal, I feel like Oral Hershiser led a Dodger team like almost all by himself to a World Series. That's what my memory is, is that it was just Oral Hershiser and a bunch of dudes, and there's Hershiser won every time out and got a bunch of starts in the postseason and carried them. But it's probably not actually true, but that's what it felt like. I think it's hard to do in extra round of the playoffs. I'm going to go with Flaherty as the guy that needs to step up.
Well, Flaherty's done it against the good teams. Now he's got to do it against the bad teams. Do it against the also-rans. I mean, against Houston, his last start was 7 innings and 3 hits. No runs. It was great. The Philadelphia start, 6 innings, 1 earned run on 2 hits. That's amazing. Against Toronto, 6 shutout innings with 5 hits. And against Seattle, 5 innings, he gave up 2 earned runs on 2 solo home runs and gave up 4 hits in that time. But in between that, a clunker against the White Sox, 5 runs. A clunker against the Twins, 6 runs, 5 of them earned. Didn't make it out into the fourth inning against Pittsburgh. I mean, he gave up 6 hits and 3 walks in 3 innings. It's a little Jekyll and Hyde. But the good news is, against the good teams, he's been great.
And that's who you play.
Yeah,
in the postseason.
But now we've got coming up here, there's a run against teams that may not be so great. Got to be better. He's got to be better. And he's got it in him, clearly. Just look at the last outing. It was spectacular. 9 strikeouts, 1 walk, 3 hits, no runs in 7 innings. He was great. You want to see more of that. And he only threw 90 pitches. Like, he could have gone and pitched an 8th inning, but they were already up 10-0. Go ahead and take the night off, and we'll bring other guys out.
A good sign that this is trending in the right direction is 2 starts ago, his swings and misses, highest total of the season. Last start, his called strikes, highest totals of the season. Either way, he is either missing bats or fooling hitters, and that's when Jack Flaherty's at his best.
So we're both picking guys that have track records of doing something.
Yep.
And one's a pitcher, one's an everyday player. I'll stand by it. I like your pick. I like my pick, obviously. And I think with this team that is the best team in the American League right now, they're right back at it. What is it, a 9.5-game lead in the division?
It is. And so here's the thing we got to remember, too, and it's something we're somewhat dismissive of, is these teams that are chasing Detroit, the Royals and the Gribe, they aren't not likely to catch Detroit at this point. But Kansas City's 2 games out of the wild card. The Gribe are 3 games out of the wild card. Mm-hmm. So they've got a lot to play for this weekend. So whether or not they're thinking of reeling in Detroit or just trying to reel in the teams in the final wild card spots, which is currently Seattle. It is a big series for them. Every game's big now because they want to be a postseason team.
Yeah, and I just really have a feeling that if things go the Tigers' way this weekend, we're going to feel like the division's done. They've already got, not that I'm sure plenty of people already are there. Yeah. that they're 9.5 games in front of everybody at this point anyway, with 33 games to go. But there's also people that it's not that long ago, Doug, said this team is garbage, that they're a joke, they're choking it away, and every other word in the book was thrown at them just 10 days ago.
Yeah. Well, 1 year ago today, the Tigers, I believe, are 4.5 games out of a wild card spot. And we all know what happened. They got hot and they qualified.
Don't let them get hot, Doug.
Don't let these Tigers get hot. Who do you think, 248-539-9797, most needs to step it up for the Tigers? Scott writes in, Zach McKinstry heating up would be would be fairly huge. Yeah, boy, he's... I mean, you hope, right? You hope they can get back to form.
Yeah, he's hit just 200 for the month. His OPS for the month is 606. The previous month was 216, but his OPS was robust at 764. You would take that. But yeah, since the All-Star, well before the All-Star break, he started his downturn. But it'd be nice if he started to pick it up. The triple the other night was no joke. So maybe that's a good harbinger of things to come. We hope.
What about Parker Meadows?
I don't know what to think about. I mean, I'm a big Parker Meadows fan, but the fact that he still hasn't even started a rehab assignment at this point, I'm less inclined to think that he's going to play a role for this team in the postseason. Because when he is ready to start the rehab assignment, then it's going to take a week before he comes back to the Tigers. And then even then, what is he?
Yeah.
We don't know. I mean, it'd be awesome if you could just count on it. Yep, rubber stamp it. He's going to be what he was last year at this
August
time.
And September Parker.
But I can't count on that.
Okay, we have breaking news in the NFL. Mike Garofalo tweeting out at this hour that the Commanders have agreed to trade running back Brian Robinson to the 49ers pending a physical. San Francisco, according to Garofalo, gets an added punch while Robinson gets a fresh start alongside Christian McCaffrey in a run-heavy attack that will feed multiple backs. Brian Robinson en route to the Bay Area to take a physical, finalize the trade. The 49ers have been working to add backfield depth, envisioning often utilizing him and Christian McCaffrey on the field at the same time. No report yet on what Washington is getting back.
Diana Rossini just tweeted out, San Francisco is sending, oh my God, is sending a 2026 sixth round pick to Washington in return.
That's it?
A sixth round pick for RB1 from Washington.
Wow. He
had like 800 yards rushing last year. Over 4 yards a carry, if I'm not mistaken. He's a solid running back. Sixth round pick.
They didn't want to pay him. Straight up.
Nope. And now he's going to another team that's probably not going to pay him either.
Yeah, that's why I wonder about this trade. Is he going to play for the Niners without a contract?
I mean, why would you? I mean, you're on the team that went to the NFC Championship game. Now you just got yourself traded to a team that won six games last year, albeit they're a much better team than just a six-win team, but...
Well, it's about the money
situation.
For him. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it, but he has no control over
no,
that.
No, he point. Basically the Commanders are like, now he's your problem.
Yeah.
You know, and the Niners have to deal with that. But the Commanders, for fantasy purpose, by the way, people, Kroski Merritt is a guy that everyone has been high on. He's the running back in Washington.
Yep.
He's the rookie. He had a really good run the other night. He's been shooting up draft boards. And apparently the Commanders do like him enough to trade Brian Robinson Jr., though.
Well, they have Austin Ekeler, too,
I know,
too,
but
right?
He's like the third down catching back. But yeah, those are the two guys they'll be running with.
Jacoby Kroski Merritt, a name that's gotten hot.
Where do you play?
You know what? I have no idea. I got to tell you.
It was Arizona, I believe.
It's a little embarrassing. I don't.
It was Arizona.
It's Jacory. Sorry.
Jacory Kroski Merritt.
My apologies. Good for him. I mean, that's not much to give up, I guess, but now it's San Francisco's problem. Corey, he started his career at Alabama State, transferred to New Mexico, transferred to Arizona.
What, a multiple transfer?
Yeah. You don't say. All right, much more to do, including another edition of Would You Buy? Gators back in with Powerball tickets. Drawing is 700 million plus. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Despite warnings that we're under air quality alerts recently, you can still experience the difference of pure, clean air and water with CGC Home Services, featuring Kinetico, the best water filtration system available. We've got one in our home. Call CGC Home Services for superior water quality for your home. For a limited time, get up to 20% off with the purchase of a Kinetico Premier XP whole house system. CGC also offers Aeris Active Pure technology. We've got one of those in our home, reducing 99% of airborne bacteria, viruses, and mold. Visit CGC Home Services online or call 855-339-4242 to schedule your free analysis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy Friday, everybody. It is Karsh and Anderson. Okay, so Gator, there was a rule change, and we always wonder how does it impact us. This one comes from the world of intercollegiate football. The Southeastern Conference has announced starting next year, they're going from an 8-game conference schedule to a 9-game conference schedule. So SEC will get a little bit, add more good games between Southeastern Conference opponents. This has been a bone of contention of people being critical of the Southeastern Conference for not playing 9-conference games. And so this just means more good games, more tougher games for SEC teams. Now, the question is, the SEC has this practice that in week 11, before their big, usually their big rivalry games to wrap up the season, they will schedule, they'll blow up the phones of, you know, the athletic director at the Citadel and William and Mary to bring them in to have essentially a non-bye bye as they prepare for, you know, the Iron Bowl or whatever. The other part of this that is interesting is the SEC will now mandate that you play one other a non-conference game against a team from the Power Four conferences, the other three Power Four conferences. So they will be required to play a team from the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, or Notre Dame each season, which is another thing that is something that historically I have made fun of the Southeastern Conference for not doing. There's a couple layers to this, though. One is Kurt Cignetti, the coach at Indiana, came out defending his non-conference schedule at IU by saying, we have decided to go to the SEC model and play nobody in the preseason. He called it the SEC model. Now, I don't know that the Southeastern Conference that pushed them or challenged them or bullied them into making this decision. Kurt Cignetti says stuff. The Indiana non-conference schedule is Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Old Dominion again.
What is it? Indiana
no, it's not
State?
Really. It's Indiana State. It's Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State.
Which are the Sycamores, but not Bishop Sycamore.
No.
But it might as well be.
So the coach defendants say we're going to the SEC model. Here is the embarrassing reality. If you look at the Southeastern Conference this year, I went through all their non-conference schedules. Only one team from the SEC doesn't have a game scheduled against another big conference opponent. And that one team, and it's kind of a technicality, is Ole Miss. Of their four non-conference games, they're playing Georgia State, Tulane, the Citadel, and Washington State. Now, Washington State is in the new Pac-12. Washington State was part of the Power Five, you know, 40 minutes ago, and now they're out there floating with Oregon State trying to create the new Pac-12.
And to their credit, at least over Indiana, Tulane's not a joke. I mean, Tulane's been pretty good lately.
Tulane is better than Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know how many Big Ten schools don't have a major conference opponent this year?
Not many.
Four. There are more Big Ten schools that have put together cupcake schedules than Southeastern Conference schools.
Because they saw what the SEC was doing. And now the SEC is, as you said, it's changed for this year. But if you go back last year, what was the SEC like last year?
Well, I'd have to go back and look. But this year it's Indiana. Maryland doesn't play anybody of substance. Rutgers doesn't. And neither does Washington, but Washington also has Washington State on their schedule. But Maryland's non-conference schedule is Florida Atlantic, Northern Illinois, and Towson. Rutgers' non-conference schedule is Ohio U, Miami of Ohio, and Norfolk State. And then Washington plays Colorado State, UC Davis, and Washington State. And again, Washington State technically is no longer in one of those conferences. I encourage the Big Ten to adopt the same philosophy now that the SEC has it written down as a rule. Just because it's more good games and we're operating in a world where you don't have to go undefeated to play for the Natty. You probably in one of these major conferences can absorb two losses. So I don't know. I'm a little embarrassed with the Big Ten having more meaningless games this year than the Southeastern Conference, but
well, I don't think it's going to last long. And once they,
what is not going to last?
The scheduling like this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to last long. I think it'll go back to scheduling tougher opponents.
You think the Big Ten's going to step up?
Yeah, I think they'll step it up. It's not like every team's doing it. I mean, what are there, 18 teams in the Big Ten?
Yes.
And you got four of them doing it like this, which is, it's embarrassing. And, you know, even, look, Michigan State's schedule isn't anything to write home about either.
Michigan a couple of years ago was pretty bad.
Western Michigan Boston College and Youngstown State. This is how Michigan State opens up the schedule. It's nothing great. I mean, there's Boston College in there, but whatever. But the Big Ten typically will do that. And our teams typically have done it where they schedule a big boy. I mean, Michigan's got Oklahoma this year.
Yep.
That's pretty good scheduling. Yeah, exactly. You know, and typically we've seen Michigan and Michigan State also schedule Notre Dame. And I want to get back to that because it's fun. At the same time, until they figure out what concrete will be the playoff situation, they're creating this mess. The NCAA is doing this. Because people need to know, what's the criteria? What are we really doing here? Are there guarantees for conferences to get in? You know, the Big Ten and SEC are lobbying for it. Hey, let's get to a 24-game playoff, and we'll have seven. I mean, it's getting crazy what they're trying to do. From what used to be four, and now it's, 12? And it could be more playoff teams down the road. I mean, you got to know what you're getting into.
Indiana. Their future non-conference opponents.
I can only imagine.
2026, they play Colorado State, Howard, and Western Kentucky. 2027, Kennesaw State again, Indiana State, and UMass. 2028, Austin Peay, Eastern Michigan, Miami of Ohio. 2029, Ball State, Eastern Illinois, Western Kentucky. And 2030, Indiana State, Delaware, and they accidentally scheduled Notre Dame.
I mean, it's embarrassing, and, you know, Indiana had that really good year last year, and as I recall, their schedule was nothing last year, but they when they did get to the regular schedule, they Big were able to still hammer teams. Yeah.
Well, they
but last year, they played, I have the schedule in front of me.
Do you? I think they actually kind of got a bit of a break in the conference schedule as well.
Florida International,
yep.
Western Illinois, and Charlotte were the non-conference games for Indiana last year. But they had to play at UCLA. They smoked them.
Yep.
Home against Nebraska. They smoked them 56-7. They smoked Washington 31-17. They beat the hell out of Michigan State last year. They beat Michigan last year. They lost to Ohio State handily 38-15. But they were like one of the few teams outside. Michigan obviously beat them, but one of the few teams that played Ohio State reasonably well. And then they lost to Notre Dame in the playoff. But it wasn't embarrassing. They lost 27-17. Remember everybody was complaining about Indiana even being there?
Yeah.
And all the other rounds were like blowouts.
Yeah.
And this game was actually pretty something good. In the balance there.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, I wonder if the Big Ten can step up and if they need to step up and say mandate it the way the SEC has. But 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. It's my favorite place to go. You want to watch any big sporting event? This is where you got to go. The food's amazing. The drink specials are great. And the atmosphere is top-notch. And the servers there are awesome as well. And whether it's great weather or not, if it's going to last forever, probably not. But while it does, like tonight, for instance, what a beautiful day, what a beautiful night. Head up to the deck while it's still going on. It's amazing. Best place to watch sports in Detroit, up there on the rooftop deck at 24 Seconds Bar and Grill, right in the heart of Berkeley, right in downtown Berkeley, right there in 12th Mile. We got football starting up soon. Make sure you book your spot in the 24 Second Shuttle for the home games. You can save the hassle of driving and the parking nightmares. You can bring your own drinks on the shuttle as well, and it's only $40 round trip. And for all the baseball games at 24, how about this for a drink special? $4 bottles and cans of Miller Lite and Coors Light. And for all football games, the Detroit football games, you get $4 Honolulu Blue shots. And drafts of Miller Lite are just $3.75. They got trivia on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. And they're also open for lunch on Thursdays and Fridays. Today's Friday. Go get some lunch over at 24. It's delicious. Plus, they host parties or events. Let them cater it. Contact them about what goes on there because it's awesome. I've been to several parties that had been catered there. It's always a great time. They're also hiring right now. They are hiring cooks, and every seat's a great seat at 24 Seconds. Make sure you get there early for all the big games. You're going to want to get there early because it's the best place in town to watch sports. Grab a taste of the action for yourself and check out all the specials and happenings at 24secondsbar.com. It's 24 Seconds Bar and Grill on 12 Mile in Berkeley.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Great to be with you on a Friday here in Detroit. All right, so we talked about it a little bit earlier, and Gator is indeed jumping in with the Powerball here at the station. You will get some tickets on your. Are you doing it on your way home? You do it tomorrow. Drawing's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay. So great excitement, great buzz in the air. It's over $700 million. I know a lot of people participate. Best of luck to everyone. Yeah, even if you don't hit the big jackpot, you can win some money. And what did you guys win last time? $32.
I was told $32, Gator. It's
$32.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
And last I checked, I think there's 36 people on the list.
Gotcha. Okay. So we do this with you guys that buy tickets. We call it, would you buy? If you win the big jackpot and the Powerball and you get the $700 million and the take-home's $250 or $280 or whatever it is, would you buy? This is a celebrity edition of would you buy?
Oh, celebrity edition.
Mm. Yep. Gator.
Okay.
What celebrity chef would you pay to come to your house and cook for you?
Oh, Gator. That's a good one for you, man. You and I watch a lot of Food Network.
Yeah.
A lot of Food Channel, Cooking Network.
Yeah.
Who you got, man?
Oh, man.
You want me to go first? What you think?
I mean, I got like three off the top of my head, four. It keeps adding. You go first.
All right. So it would have been the late, great Anthony Bourdain for me. A big fan of his, but obviously you can no longer choose him. With that being said, I'm going Giada De Laurentiis.
Really?
Yes. First of all, I love Italian food. Who doesn't?
Fair enough.
And she's not bad either.
You're going with Giada. That's very interesting.
You don't like her?
No, I think she's very attractive. Yeah.
And I think she's likable.
She's only cooking for you guys.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I mean, for that purpose, I like Brooke Williamson.
Well, do whatever purpose you want, saying, man.
Just for ogling purposes. I think, but she's an amazing, I mean, Brooke Williamson is like an amazing chef.
Well, that's what, too.
I don't know about Giada being an amazing chef. Come on. She's a cook. I don't know.
She's better than Guy Fieri.
Without question. But I think Guy Fieri would be fun, but that's not who my choice is. I would go with, because I want the food to be great, Alex Guarnaschelli.
Oh, you like her, huh?
She's great. She's an amazing chef, and everything she makes looks delicious. I think she's kind of, I've seen her in other shows. Like, her personality comes out. I think she's kind of funny.
She's okay. I feel like she'd be... judges too much, but then again, she's a judge in all these shows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's always being, critiquing literally being asked to judge
because they ask her to
do critiques. Yeah.
And my, I was torn because Bobby Flay. I like Bobby Flay.
Oh, super chef Bobby Flay.
He's great. He wins all the time.
I'm a big fan of Bobby Flay too, and he can cook like anything.
Yeah,
I think, right?
And I think he'd like to do tequila shots with you too. So,
oh, definitely, yeah. He'll incorporate that into the meal.
Yeah.
All right. This was a good question. Next one. What musician?
I got 20 chefs. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, Sandra Lee.
I love Sandra Lee.
What musician would you pay to come to your house to either play for you or you could jam with them? Wow.
I would go old school. This gentleman's older. He's definitely old. And it's Paul Rogers, was the lead singer for Bad Company.
Okay.
And The Firm sang with Queen after Freddie Mercury died. He was on tour with Queen for a few years. Paul Rogers is amazing. He's absolutely incredible. Great musician. He can play guitar and piano and everything else. But it would be him. And I couldn't wait to invite my friends over that I know are also big Bad Company fans to just hang out and watch the great Paul Rogers. Also, I mean, he started his career with the band Free. Early in his career, anyway. Love Paul Rogers.
All right, Kang, you hit the Powerball. Is there a musician that you would pay to come over to your house to play for you a personal concert, or you jam with? I know Gator, you play the guitar, Kang.
Yeah, but I'd like to sing with Paul Rogers. I think more than anything else.
Wow, Phil Collins. That's right, Phil Collins of Genesis. Phil Collins of a solo career. I enter my bedroom and he's playing the drum solo for In the Air Tonight. And you know what happens next? Phil, you can leave now.
Did you see that coming?
I did not.
I'm a big Genesis fan.
I did not see that coming.
Collins is awesome.
I didn't see it coming In the Air Tonight.
I've seen some documentaries I've seen over the last couple of years. One of them was with Live Aid, and I forget what this other documentary was. I didn't realize how highly regarded he was as a drummer. I knew he was a great drummer, but like people are reverently speak about this guy. And then just going back through it, like you go through his library of music, he was so good.
Put some respect
so
on his name.
So great. He sings with such great emotion when he was at Genesis and his solo stuff. Great call. Phil Collins is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, Gator approved.
Who did you choose, Doug? I think you're Roger Klein.
Roger Klein. Come over and show in the back.
Wait, not Celine?
Oh.
No, that would be Larry Evans and Ted Schumer.
There it is.
Larry Evans and Ted
Schumer.
Okay.
Yeah. They would have Celine come over and give a private concert. All right, so Powerball winners, $700 million. If you win, Gator.
Yeah.
What athlete would you pay to come play his sport with you?
Okay, so it's going to have, I'm not going to have a catch with a baseball player or a football player, and I'm not going to shoot hoops with anybody, and I can't skate, so it takes out hockey. It's golf. So who would I want to play a round of golf with is what it comes down to. It's Tiger Woods. He's still the GOAT. I want to hang with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has this, I think he's got a great personality, like getting away from cameras and microphones. Sounds like he'd be awesome to kind of hang out with and golf with, make fun of you, but also help you out. I'd be Tiger Woods.
Kang, what about you?
That's a great call. That is a great call. For me, just edging out Tiger Woods, just shoot hoops with Michael Jordan, man. Like a game of horse, whatever. It's not one-on-one. I just want to shoot hoops with him. Get a rack out there, go into the gym, be able to, talk about anything and everything. That would be it for me. Doug, you got to get involved in this.
I'm just like Gator. It's golf. I would have Jared Goff be all-time quarterback, me and my boys playing football with Goff as the all-time quarterback. He said golf. I said golf. But that's what I would do. I'd get Jared to throw to us while we're all running pass patterns. And,
not Tom Brady.
Wow.
Maybe Tom. Oh. I've already done that.
Oh. You caught passes from Brady?
I did not. I'm messing with you.
You dropped them.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's the other thing about it.
Dude, yeah. I don't know
if
you want
this, Doug. We don't get destroyed. We get absolutely, because the zip of the football. Wear gloves. Wear a helmet.
Well, we knew that was happening.
The ball hit you in the head. And I think he's pretty accurate. But anyway, I won't win because I'm not buying tickets. But if you win, Gator, and I'm not sure you can rent out Tiger Woods, but I'm not sure you can rent out a musician either. But it was just for the fun of it.
Oh, you
rent
can.
Out a celebrity. Can you?
Dude, they do private concerts and things like that all the time. You ever watch? Yeah. Sweet 16 or something, where they get, hey, and now you get, Adam Levine singing Happy Birthday.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, Evan at Sparty.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Remember?
Oh, that's right. At his wedding.
He couldn't get Garth Brooks as he was doing the concert.
Right.
Yeah. So, across the street. Garth, at Ford Field,
I was kind of rude of Garth not to just walk across the street.
Yeah. So we got Sparty instead.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jason in Royal Oak. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've had a really bad day.
Sorry.
I mean, I love music and I love music writing. I'm not really good at it. So I love music writing. So, I mean, there are a ton of musicians I would like to have, but I'm going to say the first one would be to jam with or just hang out with for a day, Paul McCartney. Now, the second one would probably be, and I'm changing my mind right now, David Gilmour would be my second. Third one would be Paul Simon. Sorry. And then the fourth one would be Frank Black from the Pixies.
That's quite an array of talented musicians there.
I have so many more.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did too. I had to narrow it down to one, man. So I did.
All right, talk to you later.
All you got to do is hit the Powerball, and you can afford probably all those guys.
You said one. I gave you one.
Hysterical.
You know I could have gone deeper.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. I have a question, Gator, and I'm not sure how you're going to react to this, but it's kind of low-key one of your favorite teams. They have a very interesting character. I'm one of Gator's low-key favorite teams. I want to get your take on it, and we will at 102 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.